With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of Birds at the Rodeo. I'm Eric, the resident Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando, the resident Cowboys fan.
Man, is Bill Belichick a Hall of Famer to you?
If he's not, no one is. There should literally be no other Hall of Fame coach than Bill Belichick as the first ballot for a favor.
Obviously, the news broke yesterday. Bill Belichick did not get the requisite, I think it's 40 votes, 38 or 40 votes to become a first ballot Hall of Famer, which I don't even know what to say other than like people are just really, really spiteful. And yes, I know he has the spy gate hanging over his head. Yes, I know he has the deflate gate hanging over his head. Like, he has all these things holding over his head, right? Deservedly so. The man has won 8 Super Bowls, right? He took the Patriots to 6. Not even to mention the 2 he won as the defensive coordinator of the Giants, right? I mean, this man was the helm and the leader of one of the greatest dynasties we've seen in professional sports.
Literally.
Right? I mean, that alone, Hall of Famer. Right? So
it's like, what would he have to do to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? The next person who's a first ballot Hall of Famer is gonna have half the resume.
Right.
He does.
My next question is like, okay, so are y'all gonna not vote Tom Brady in as a first ballot Hall of Famer? Right? Because I mean, is Robert Kraft gonna get the same energy? Is Tom Brady gonna get the same energy? Because I mean, is it really just feel like it's F the Patriots? Maybe it's F Bill, but like F the Patriots, right? Because I don't know how. I don't know how. That's like Greg Popovich, right? We know his last couple seasons with the Spurs were not it, right? Does that mean he's on a first ballot Hall of Famer? No.
Like, you know, yeah, he's literally the greatest coach we've ever seen, the most decorated, the most, you know, successful coach we've ever, like, the NFL's ever seen. So right. I don't know what more they wanted him to.
I don't either. It's just, it's a crap job, in my opinion. I just think people got some scores to settle. I was shocked. I saw that and I was like, there's no way. And now granted, Bill Belichick, his time, you know, towards the end in New England, it was not good. We all know that. I'm sure Bill would even acknowledge that, right? His time up at UNC right now, not going great. But you can't take away the man's resume and what he's accomplished, right? And he is, like you said, if he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, I don't know who is.
Right.
And Bill Belichick will not be getting into the Hall of Fame as a first ballot Hall of Famer, and that is an absolute travesty to me. I'm not gonna lie. That's a shame. It's a tragedy. I think the Professional Football Hall of Fame, like the committee, whoever it is, like, they need to reevaluate who they got in there because it's supposed to be an unbiased thing, right? I feel like the voters should be unbiased, right? But there's no way.
Yeah, there's no way he doesn't get in if it's not. There are biases. Right.
There's like absolutely no way you're going to sit there and tell me with a straight face, all y'all voted off of merit alone and said Bill Belichick is or isn't the first ballot Hall of Famer. There's no way. There's no way.
Right.
So we had to start the show with that, obviously. And I guess I'm just going to go here, too, because we're talking about things that are absolutely insane. Shedeur Sanders is a Pro Bowler.
I was wondering, because I was kind of thinking that, like, the Hall of Fame, this doesn't – now, maybe for coaches, this kind of muddies the water. It's like, all right, how credible are we even, like, can they, are we, how much credibility are we giving them if the greatest coach we've ever seen isn't going to get that recognition?
Right.
And then now to transition into the Pro Bowl, it's like, not just this year, this has obviously been a growing trend. It's not even this year, even in this sport alone. Across, even in the NBA, we're seeing the All-Star Weekend. This is basically the NFL's All-Star Weekend, lose its value. And I mean, for the NFL, I honestly think this might just be the icing on the cake. And as somebody who was champion for Shedeur Sanders, who thought he deserved a chance to play in Cleveland, who thought he didn't play obviously the greatest, but just wasn't awful. I mean, it was stated he didn't even get first team reps before, right, you know, starting out there. Right. So it went as well as you obviously could have expected, but absolutely not was he a Pro Bowl based on the Pro Bowl standards.
What they used to be.
Yeah. When I was going to sound like back in my day, but no, man,
I mean,
like, you really had to earn being a Pro Bowler. It wasn't, being a Pro Bowler was a step below being an All Pro.
Right.
And it's no longer that.
No. And I mean, the Pro Bowl numbers have gone down in terms of viewership over the past couple seasons. Right. And we know why. Like, it's crap. Okay.
And I understand in football, I feel like it's the league has just done a terrible job, because I get, with football being as violent as it is,
yeah,
obviously people don't want to risk being hurt,
yeah,
for a game that doesn't mean anything for their careers, in the sense that, like, it doesn't matter for the regular season, they're not going to get any playoff, like, in that sense.
Yeah.
So it's just like being recognized is kind of what makes them, is the reason they're doing it, to actually play in that game.
Yeah.
I understand that, but the league should have done something else. They should have created they have enough money to find people who can create, you know, something more entertaining for us that can also be competitive.
Right. You know what, for me, man, honestly, and I hear all your points and they're valid, right? Like, It's for all intents and purposes, any professional sports all-star game, it's a meaningless game. And, you know, guys, if they're going out there and playing, they're going to play half speed, whatever. I told our friend Jamal this yesterday. I just feel like at the end of the day, the leagues and the players have to make a decision of, you know what, man, we're just going to play free, right? Just play free. If y'all all agree to go 75%, whatever, cool. But, like, it's either you play or you don't. And if you don't, fine, whatever. Like you said, just acknowledge it, whatever. The 707 game. I haven't watched the Pro Bowl. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, probably since high school. I haven't watched the Pro Bowl. It's gone downhill. And for Shedeur Sanders to get this, we all know it's a money grab. Because people are gonna tune in to watch Shedeur. People are probably buying tickets to fly. I think it's in Hawaii. Yeah, people are going to make their way to watch Shedeur. Watch him fail, watch him succeed, whatever, right? It was obviously a money grab by the NFL, but, like, when you just look at it, right? Because it was Josh Allen and Bo Nix as the other AFC quarterbacks, right? And then you look at, like, the other ones. I mean, sure, you could throw in a Joe Burrow or Lamar. They had down years, but whatever. You could throw them in, whatever. I'm asking, like, did they even call Trevor Lawrence? Because Trevor Lawrence had a career year.
He's an MVP candidate.
I'm asking, like, did we even call him?
And so is that what's happening for Shedeur to get the call, that other guys are just turning down the opportunity?
Right.
And to me, it's like, what I think, they should just get rid of the game and get rid of, like, Pro Bowl, being a Pro Bowler as a recognition, and maybe just add a third All-Pro team or something like that.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I told Jamal. Because you're right. The Pro Bowl, and there are guys that have, like, that fine line in between a Pro Bowl and All Pro season every year, right? There's guys that toe that line, right? To me, that's what Trevor Lawrence was this year. And like you said, it seems like maybe they did reach out to other QBs. They may have said no. Shedeur maybe said yes, whatever. I mean, I'm wondering, did they even call the first overall draft pick Cam Ward? I mean, Cam Ward, listen, again, you play for the Titans, first overall draft pick. The Titans, by no stretch, had a good season. Cam Ward showed flashes, but he put up better numbers than Shedeur. Not granted, he played the whole season.
That's a part of a reason why he should have gotten the call.
Right. Did y'all even call Cam? Like, I just, This was obviously such a money grab by the NFL, and I'm not, you know what? I get it. I'm not even knocking them for it, but like, man, what are we talking about? Shedeur Sanders is a Pro Bowler. Tyler Huntley is a Pro Bowler.
Kevontae Turpin is a Pro Bowler. What are we talking about?
It's crazy to me, man. It's honestly crazy to me. And I'm with you. I think they really should just make a third all-pro team, right? The NBA has three all-NBA teams, right? The NFL should follow suit. But I mean, and that's a deeper discussion, but like Pro Bowl and all-star games across all sports, aside from, I believe I've heard the NHL is still a good product. MLB is still a good product. Like those guys just go out there and play. Right. And somewhere within the past decade, right, NFL players and NBA players, they just, I don't know, man, they got nervous. They got scared. They prioritized their brand and just like, it's about me, me, me. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Whatever. Right. But like somewhere in the past decade, a shift has happened. Right.
I feel like the shift in the NBA happened a lot earlier than people want to believe.
When do you think it happened?
First, because obviously as LeBron, man, it's going to sound like I'm deflated. The people like to blame LeBron specifically. I think that's ridiculous. But even before LeBron was even in the league, Tracy McGrady was throwing himself alley-oops off the backboard in the All-Star game.
So you...
In the late 90s, early 2000s.
Right.
The All-Star game has always been a step away from a Harlem Globetrotter show. Until the
very... So you've never been a fan of the NBA?
I loved it. It was a good, fun thing to watch. I'm just talking about the narrative of how
it's become
that. It's been that.
You know...
For a while.
I hear you. I guess for me, I love the spirit of competition, right? So I love the East versus West, especially in the NBA, right? Because we all know it's like a running joke, right? The West dominates the East, right? Like, it's just a running joke. The West has always been better, for the most part, than the Eastern Conference. I like that. I love that, right? When they went away from that and then they started having players become captains and pick their own teams, I didn't like that. And now they got them playing like four games in one, right? Which every team has the most points at the end of the quarter wins that run. It's too much, man. It's too much. Like, literally, what happened to, I play for the Memphis Grizzlies in the West? Cool. I play for the Washington Wizards in the East? Cool. I'm going to show you what we do over here on the East. You show me what we do on the West. And let's see who wins. You know what I'm saying? Like, I miss that. Like, even just that, right? Again, I'm not asking you to play all NBA level defense. I get it. But it's just like a mockery now, right?
Yeah.
Even with the dunk contest, man. I mean, we got no disrespect to Matt McClung, but like, if he is the draw, what are we doing? Right? When you got the likes of Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine, Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, LeBron James, he never even did a dunk contest, right? Like, you got the likes of those guys in the league. They don't want to touch it. They don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. So you got to go get a G Leaguer, right? The three-point contest has always been hit or miss because we know who the best shooters are, right? I mean, dude, last year they didn't even have Isaiah Joe in there. He was leading the league in three-point percentage.
Right.
And they didn't even have him in there. So yeah, man, I don't know. NBA All-Star Weekend, it's been hit or miss for me. I haven't been a fan of the game for, like, a long time. And even now, like, you're seeing, like, I saw ESPN post something like, all the players that got a vote, dude, like, Tatum. And I think it's for the players, you know, the players get a vote now, too. Mm. Like, the players are voting. Like, it's so obvious they're trolling. Like, Jason Tatum got a vote.
Hasn't played a single second.
Won't play
a single minute this season.
Like Bronny got a vote. LeBron James Jr., right?
Yeah.
He got a vote. Like all these bench warmers, like guys that don't play are getting votes. Like it's so obvious.
Like fan favorites, but like, right. But from the players.
Right. It's so obvious they're trolling this whole system now. So, yeah, man, I think the NBA needs to reevaluate how they're doing it. The NFL needs to reevaluate how you're doing that. Because if you listen, like, for better or for worse, if you're going to play the game, then just play the game. If you're not, then don't. Describe the whole thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but Shedeur Sanders, congrats to you. You're a Pro Bowler now. You can say you're the first quarterback that's a Pro Bowler from your draft class. Before Cam Ward, before Dylan Gabriel. Yeah. I don't even know who else got drafted this year.
Jackson Dart.
Like, I mean, man.
Yeah, that's...
So, yeah, hats off to Shedeur. People are saying he's in France right now, so he might not even come. Whatever, I guess. But You know, I see why the NFL did this. I do. Like, it's a money grab for sure, but it's just, it's a joke, man. It's an absolute joke. Okay, now let's get to some real football. The AFC and NFC Championship took place this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the Patriots beating the Denver Broncos, as I predicted, you predicted. I'll say this, man. Because Drake May, by no stretch, did he have an amazing game.
No.
By no stretch, right? Jared Stidham, I'm not going to lie, he surprised me that first quarter. But to me, what it really came down to, and I'm not even going to say, like, the Broncos had chances. Like, Sean Payton should have kicked that field goal. It had chances. The Patriots could run the football.
Yeah.
Right? The Broncos, they couldn't keep pace with that. If you could run the football, right, keep their defense out on the field, get them tired. We know what their offense, they're already handicapped, right? Jared Stidham can only do so much.
And on top of the weather, like, aspect of it all.
Right. The snow just slowly started trickling in. I think the Patriots just turned it into a vice grip game, man. They kept pounding the rock. They literally just kept running the ball. Drake May threw for 86 yards.
Yeah.
The Patriots were able to get, and I think their defense is underrated.
I agree.
I don't think people talk about their defense enough. And, I mean, dude, you got Jared Stidham over here trying to figure it out in the snow. Cortland Sutton didn't really show up like that. Their whole offense just kind of sputtered. The Patriots, I mean, to me, the better team won.
Yeah.
To me, the better team won. I think heading into, obviously, the Super Bowl 60 versus the Seahawks, so, because somebody asked me today, right? They were like, you got Seattle, like, Washington, them, right? And I was like, because remember, the Patriots have a Pro Bowl, All-Pro caliber corner in Christian Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. They have another really good corner in Carlton Davis. If they can, because the problem with the Rams, they did not figure out a way to just find out where Jackson Smith and Jigba was.
It was ridiculous.
And stop him. Like, where is 11? That should have been their number one priority.
Right.
Right? Couldn't do it. All night. Could not do it. And, I mean, to me, ultimately, that's what cost them in the end. Special teams also cost the Rams. I mean, man, Xavier Smith to fumble that ball right there.
He was shaking in his boots from the first punt return of the game. He almost dropped like the two before that, and then finally dropped that one. And yeah, that was.
And you know why that was so bad too? Not only did you
could have just got out of the way.
Yes, and not only did you get, like, you just let the Seahawks walk in with a touchdown, right? The Rams' defense were only going to get so many stops,
yeah.
And so when they got a stop, and for you to do that, I mean, I knew obviously it was over right there.
Yeah,
to me, like, it was over right there.
Pretty much, yeah, because like that was.
Because the Rams are playing catch-up now.
For sure.
They're playing catch-up, and don't get me wrong.
They answered, like,
yes. No, I mean, Matthew Stafford, him and Sam Darnold has made a decision, you know what, we are going to duel out this game, and they absolutely did.
Yeah.
But
for having to play from behind.
Yes.
Put you in that position.
And your defense is only going to get so many stops. Like, Kenneth Walker, even without Zach Charbonnet, like, Kenneth Walker had a great game. Sam Darnold had a great game. He didn't have that turnover that we all thought he was prone to make.
Man, he completely surprised. I was sure he was going to at least make one mistake.
Right.
And he did not. He played literally as great as he possibly could have. There wasn't even a lot of times where I was like, he probably wants that throwback, or no. He just had like bad throw. He was almost perfect.
For him, the game was literally this. Drop back. Where's 11?
Yeah.
Oh, hand off to Kenneth? Cool. Like, legit. Like, it was that easy. It was that easy. But yeah, man, I mean, going to the Patriots, right? Like, if they can devise a plan to just get Sam Darnold, force him to go to his second or third read,
right?
I think they'll have a chance. Don't get me wrong. Their defense is lights out. And, I mean, I think I got to win one first before I even touch comparisons to the Legion of Boom.
Right.
But man, that defense flies around, boy.
Yeah.
That defense flies around.
Now, it's funny you compare them to like their old team, because people are saying that the Patriots, like, oh, like their dynasty is back.
I'm not saying that.
And I'm actually going for the Patriots in the game.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that.
Oh, because of take.
Yeah.
I can't say the dynasty is back. They haven't even won one.
They haven't won one. And I mean, I wouldn't even be impressed. Well, if they beat the Seahawks,
yeah,
that'll be impressive.
Yes.
But the path to get there, because I look at each game, like while it is the playoffs, it's still like a single elimination week to week game. Like this is basically week 21.
Yeah.
Week 20. And it's like, their games to get here were not that difficult. Drake May didn't play well in a lot of their games. Their defense stepped up, and
their defense did step up.
They stepped up.
They did play some of the topper defenses in the league, though.
The defense stepped up, but they played again. Like, there was some historically bad offensive play against this defense.
That's fair.
So it's like, while I will give them credit for winning this year, it's like, I don't think this is something, they're not just about to go on some dynasty run.
Yeah,
so it's not I'm just intimidated by what obviously this is something to build off of, and they'll be competitive going forward, but I don't think this is the start of the dynasty. And I mean, you mentioned Tank, and a lot of Cowboys fans are comparing this situation
to DeMarcus.
Supporting Tank, and they're comparing it to DeMarcus Ware.
And you're like, no.
That's insane to me. DeMarcus Lawrence, he played amazing his rookie season in the playoffs. He had, in his first ever playoff game, had a forced fumble, had a sack, and then the next week had another sack. Since then, he's played in 7 playoff games and had 1 sack.
Yeah.
And then all Cowboys fans are going to say, oh, well, he never got a lot of sacks. He was a run-stopping defensive end. Are you kidding me? Do you know what offenses have done to DeMarcus Lawrence's defenses in the playoffs?
Yeah.
250 yards to the Rams. Like 200 yards to the or 150 yards to the 49ers. Like, we do not ever stop the run. So for him to not – even get sacks, and then those be the rushing performances we've had.
Yeah,
for people to act like, because my entire problem with it is the talk after leaving. The question, and I went back and looked. He wasn't even really much asked the question about it. They asked just how he felt about being here, and just, like, he didn't have to mention not being able to win a Super Bowl here. And my problem with that is, it's because he directly contributed to not winning here by his lack of production.
Yeah.
And then after the Green Bay game, saying they were tired at the end of the season. Like, that, I don't understand why people are okay with that. I'm Dak Prescott's number one supporter.
Yeah.
If he goes somewhere else and he immediately talks mess about how the team never won, that's gonna be insane, because he had times where he didn't do enough to win, because the team lost, he didn't play well enough,
right?
Like, when you directly even DeMarcus Ware, he didn't say that,
no,
but he sure could have,
yeah,
because DeMarcus Ware,
he showed up in
every, and I'm not gonna look it up, but his go look,
no,
up his
playoff, I mean, he's Hall of Famer, we know,
ridiculous,
yeah, no, hands down.
So, and he didn't even have the gall to go out and say, because it's unnecessary.
There's a thing about leaving a place with grace.
Exactly.
Right? And DeMarcus Lawrence did not do that. He did not mince words. He said, and I quote, "I wasn't going to win a Super Bowl in Dallas.
And I hope he doesn't win one in Seattle, because that was pure luck that he picked them and that they are now in this position."
I hear you. I hear you. So you're hate rooting for the Patriots.
Yes. Because I've never had a problem with the Patriots. I've never been a person who hates a team because they're successful.
I don't subscribe to that thought either. But I will say this. God, who do I want to win? I'm not going to lie. I think it'd be sexier for the league if the Seahawks won, right? Because the Patriots, like, you know, we're sitting here talking about like the dynasty coming back, right? Like, whoa, calm down,
man,
calm down. But like Seattle, man, like, don't get me wrong, the Patriots are young too, but like Seattle, man, they're young, they're gritty, they just, they're almost, if you think about it, they're kind of a, not a whole bunch, but like a bunch of misfits and like, you know, cast offs, right? Ernest Jones, right? The guy who went to the Super Bowl with the Rams, was their leading tackler, all this and that. Got traded from there, got sent to Tennessee, got cut from them. Then they signed with Seattle, and now he's having an all-pro season. Leonard Williams, right? The high draft pick for the Jets. He was a cast off there. Comes to Seattle, has a renaissance year. I haven't looked at DeMarcus Lawrence's numbers, but I think he's had a pretty good season.
He's definitely playing well.
Right, right. And they have a whole bunch of, like, little engine that could a little bit, right? Like, they don't have on paper, right? Like, Tariq Woolen, he got drafted. Everybody's like, oh, he's the next, like, all-pro corner, right? Then he had, like, two really bad years. He started off this season pretty bad. They were talking about trading, they were talking about cutting him. Now he's back in the starting lineup balling, aside from that stupid taunting penalty he got,
yeah,
which I thought was tiki-tack, I'm not going to lie. But he should have just shut up. But I don't know if they see, like, Sam Darnold, right? High draft pick for the Jets, he's a bust. He has to go back up in Carolina, back up in San Francisco, go to Minnesota, have a 14-win season, have the best year of your career. Then you get cast off from there, come to Seattle. Everybody's like, ah, oh, Sam Darnold can only do so much. And now look at you, right? I guess I like the story of Seattle better, I guess. So yeah, I guess I'm rooting for Seattle, man. I do think though the Patriots will have an honest shot. If they can just, I'm not even going to say shut down, but if you can dedicate at least two guys to Jaxon Smith-Njigba, unless you really think, and maybe Christian Gonzalez is up for the task. If he is, by all means, go ahead. Y'all have got to find out where 11 is and make sure Sam Darnold comes off him.
Literally.
Like, that's it. That's it. See, force A.J. Barner, force Rashid Shaheed, force Elijah Arroyo, force the other receiving guys to make plays, force Sam Darnold to feed them the ball,
yeah,
right, and then see what happens, because I mean, we've seen the Patriots, obviously their offense hasn't gotten rolling this playoffs, but we've seen them when they get rolling, right? Drake May is dicing them up with the best of them. They got a two-headed monster in Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson. They got good tight ends. They got a pretty solid O-line. And like Stephon, I said,
Diggs is balling.
And like we said, like, their defense is underrated. So I think the Patriots have a shot. I think they have a legitimate shot. You just got a game plan for 11. You cannot let Jaxon Smith-Njigba be the reason you lose this game if you're the Patriots. You just can't.
Literally.
You just can't.
Make anybody else beat you.
Absolutely. But yeah, man, that's Super Bowl 60. Look forward to watching that in a couple weeks. What do you do for Super Bowls? Do you watch it with your family, or you know, what's your kind of plan for that?
It kind of just depends on who's playing and how interested I am in them. I usually watch it with friends, or
yeah,
sometimes even by myself.
Right.
Whether sometimes I won't watch it at all.
Really?
Yeah, I've definitely not watched sometimes.
Did you watch last year's? Us versus the Chiefs.
I think I turned it off pretty early.
What's one you haven't watched? In recent memory, I guess, that you can remember.
2017.
That was...
Y'all in the
Was picture. That us in the...
Speaking of not... I've mentioned on the podcast time and time again, Jamal, I will never forgive you for rooting for the Patriots for the reason being of them being so good and him not wanting to see them win again. A Cowboys fan rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
That's just outrageous.
Hey, Jamal, you know me, man. I accept you whenever. Jamal is also the same friend who rocks Eagles jerseys, and Lando can't stand it.
Can't stand it. There's nothing. Fashion has limits.
Fashion has, not to Jamal, not to Jamal Baker. And you know what, Jamal? I respect you for that.
Over fashion.
That's Lando's statement of the day. But you know, speaking of the Eagles and the Cowboys, first of all, I mean, hey, thanks for stealing my quarterback's coach, man.
No, okay. We was your DB's coach.
Yeah.
Or a defense. Oh, you said corner. I don't know. No,
yeah, I said, yeah, thanks for stealing Christian Parker.
Yep.
Not happy about that at all. But I'm sure, I mean, how do you feel about it, honestly?
I'm excited with it. It's looking like he's coming to really make some changes. One of the first things he did upon getting there was basically tell the entire defensive staff that, hey, you can either leave now or you can interview for your position again, which to me read as proved to me that what happened last season was above your pay grade.
Right.
And you're not terrible at your job. And I love that because I obviously what happened last season wasn't the fault of each individual coach. So there could have definitely been some diamond in the rough in that coaching staff. So I really love him giving them the opportunity to show that they can be better than what they proved than what they did last year.
Right.
And it's definitely it shows that he's willing to, he's coming in to change things. Cause it's either you're going to change what you did from last season or I'm going to change you.
Right.
So
right.
I'm definitely excited to see what he can actually do with the players in terms of who we already have, who we draft, who we get in free agency. And is definitely a step in the right direction in terms of improving our defense.
Right. I'll say it, man. I think it's a home run hire for you guys. Obviously, like I said before on here, Christian Parker has coached Quinyon and Cooper to all pro caliber seasons.
Was in Denver when the ascertained.
Right, right. No, he's a proven commodity, man. He knows what he's doing. And obviously, you know, with y'all, like, I mean, I know, you know, defensive end and linebackers are a huge thing, but like cornerback play is going to be way up in, you know, in the air in terms of who y'all got back there now. And obviously he can help solidify that and get those guys playing right. My only thing with that was, I talked to other Eagles fans about this. I wonder how much we pushed to keep him. Like, I wonder, did we, you know, throw a defensive coordinator in waiting, you know, to him, even an assistant head coach, it's something like that, you know what I'm saying? Because Vic Fangio, he's only going to be around for so much longer.
Right.
Right. And so, I mean, if I'm Howie and the Eagles, listen, Christian, we'll bump your pay. Once Vic is gone, you'll run things. You know what I'm saying? I hope that conversation was had. I don't know. I haven't seen nothing about that. I just hope that conversation was had and we didn't just let him walk out the door to a division rival like it was nothing. You know, that's all I can really say about that. But hats off to Christian Parker. I'm happy you got the opportunity. Not happy where you got the opportunity, but happy you got the opportunity nevertheless. We're 3 weeks into this offensive coordinator search, and oh man,
I'll say the discourse is getting bad.
Oh, dude, so you don't even know, man. I mean, every day it's like the names that keep coming up are getting worse,
right?
But the names that are getting taken are better, right?
And like, another, it's because I say the discourse because it's not even as much so that they are getting taken in a sense, but
yeah, they're taken or they don't want, or they're declining.
Choosing, yeah, yes. They're choosing the other team,
right?
Instead of the Eagles, and it's
right.
It's raising questions and concerns as to why.
It's raising questions. It's raising concerns. I mean, and there's a level of fit, right? Like, you have to feel like you fit in a place,
right?
Right, sure. And you know, granted. And like I said it before, like, I'm happy with the Eagles taking a patient approach with this. Maybe, you know, Brian Daboll, Mike McDaniels, Zach Robinson, maybe all these guys legit just don't think they're a good fit in Philly. And you know what? Fine. Because, you know, if you're coming to Philly, even if you're given, you know, complete control, you still got to work with Nick Sirianni. You still got to work with Howie Roseman. You still got to work with Vic Fangio, right? You have to see how you feel like you gel with these other personalities, right? I'll say this, man. At this point in the search, I do not, and I repeat, I do not want a Gerard Johnson. I do not want a Matt Nagy. Okay. I'm intrigued by a Sean Mannion, the Packers quarterback coach. We've interviewed him twice. I'm intrigued by him. I'm a little less intrigued by Jim Bob Cooter. We're interviewing Frank Smith. He was the offensive coordinator in Miami all 4 years under Mike McDaniels. You know, he started off his first 2 years in Miami, 2022, 2023, had top 10 offenses. But 2023 or 2024, 2025, bottom half offenses, right? Granted, you know, we can chalk that up to a lot of things, bad quarterback play, whatever. And he didn't call plays. Mike McDaniels called plays. So, you know, there's a love of like, can he do this? Right? If we hire, you know, Sean Mannion, like I said, he's the Packers quarterback coach, so he hasn't even sniffed play calling, right?
Right.
But people rave about him and his work with Jordan Love. Jordan Love had a bounce back year this year. He played in the NFL. People are raving about him. Maybe, right? Jim Bob Cooter, you know, he's been the offensive coordinator with the Colts. He was offensive coordinator with the Lions. And every year he's been offensive coordinator, his teams have been either bottom half or middle of the pack. That doesn't bode a lot of confidence in me.
But it's better than Petullo. And it's better than nobody.
Dude,
I have now.
I mean, I'll tell you this right now. Unless a name that is not being talked about right now, and we just haven't heard it yet, if it's a surprise name, if it's... okay, if it's not Nagy, and if it's not Gerard Johnson, that's a win. Okay, I'll say that first and foremost, that's a win. But, or no, excuse me, I'll rephrase that. That's not a loss. If we don't hire Matt Nagy and we don't hire Gerard Johnson, that's not a loss.
Okay.
Okay, that's not a loss. Yeah, man, I'll be completely honest with you right now. I do not have a lot of confidence in whoever we bring in. Yeah, dude, it's tough out here, man. It's tough out here. You know, there's some talk of Nick Sirianni possibly running it back calling plays. Because the Jets just fired their offensive coordinator. There's talk of Tanner Engstrand, I believe his name is. There's some talk of him. I'll be real with you. I don't know if I want to touch anybody that was associated with the Jets recently.
Right. It's not a good organization to
play for. No. And, you know, they're interviewing Frank Reich, our old offensive coordinator. I don't know. I don't even know if we've spoken to Frank Reich yet. But, please at least talk to him, right? Like talk to somebody with familiarity.
Right.
Somebody who's proven that he can do it. And let's go from there, man. But I don't know. I am interested to see who we do end up bringing in. But like I said, as of right now, like the names, we don't bring in Matt Nagy and we don't bring in Gerard Johnson. That's not a loss. As long as I don't want anything to do with Matt Nagy and Gerard Johnson, he might be single-handedly responsible for C.J. Stroud's regression. I do not want that near my team at all. At all. Okay, so yeah, man, we'll see who the Eagles hire, man. We'll be here every day, waning each day, just waiting for the news to drop. It might be come summertime by the time we figure out who we hire, man. Seriously, it's time to flip the script a little bit. Some news broke in the NBA today.
Mm-hmm.
Some news. Some folks might be shocked by it. Some folks might be like, "Oh, it's about time." Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks has expressed to the Milwaukee Bucks that it is time for the two parties to split either by next Thursday's trade deadline or come this summer in the offseason. Giannis wants out. Your initial thoughts?
I wasn't surprised. I feel like he's been wanting to leave for a while. It's basically been begging them to get him some help or he would leave. And I don't think they did.
They got him help. I don't think he liked
that. Well, yeah. So I think the writing had been on the wall for him, and I'm not surprised, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Bucks, they're 12th in the conference right now. I think they're 9 games behind 500 right now. Obviously we know they traded for Damian Lillard. That didn't go well. and they sign Miles Turner. That isn't going well at all. I mean, really, the question is, where does Giannis go, right? Shams brought up Miami, Golden State, Minnesota, and the Knicks. And I'll be completely honest, none of those teams, at least to me, have anywhere near the draft capital to
trade for Giannis.
No, no way. If you ask me right now, the best team that is honestly, in my opinion, that is the most equipped to make a move for Giannis, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Obviously, they have the most draft capital.
The most draft capital. They got
guys. They have like guys that they can send in packages that could improve a team now.
Yes.
You're not wrong.
Now, like probably second on that list, I hate to say it, but it's probably the Spurs. The Spurs have a lot of young guys. Shoot, I said it before, I say it again. I don't know how long De'Aaron Fox is for the Spurs.
Giannis and Wimby would be crazy.
Yeah, I think it'd be unfair. It'd be absolutely unfair. I don't want to see that happen, by the way. But yeah, man, I think it's the Thunder, and then I think it's the Spurs. And I'm just saying, I will not be surprised in the slightest if we wake up next week or this summertime, Thunder trade for Giannis. They have, dude, how many draft picks do they have in the next like 5 years? They got like, what, 15?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. You got, I mean, okay, if you don't want to come off of J-Dub, I'm not going to lie, you got to come off of J-Dub or Chet. You got to come off one of those guys.
For sure.
Right? If you're asking me.
But it's worth it.
If you're asking me, it's Chet.
Chet, for sure.
It's Chet. It's Lou Dortz.
I mean, if I'm the Bucks, I'm taking J-Dub over Chet.
If you're the Bucks, you're asking for J-Dub, not Chet.
For sure.
Yeah, you know what? J-Dub's very clearly the second best player on the Thunder. I know he's sticking his feet under him this season. He was out with a broken hand, but I don't think Chet will ever reach his full potential playing with the Thunder. I don't. Chet's from Milwaukee. He's a Wisconsin kid, mm-hmm. right? Let him come home. And by the way, let me get a Lou Dortz. Let me get a Cason Wallace. And let me get about, because what did Rudy Gobert go for? 4 first round draft picks?
Yeah.
Can I get like 6?
Right.
Like, no, seriously. Can I get like 6? I mean, obviously the Luka trade kind of messed up everything in terms of the market for trade for all NBA players, but nah, man. If Giannis is the talking point, like 5
is the
draft picks is the right, like 5 draft picks. Let me get Chet. Let me get Lou. Let me get Cason Wallace. Or let me get Chet, Cason Wallace, Alex Caruso, and these draft picks, man. Let's gear up, right? Gear up.
No, I think that would be like you said, they have the most capital to do it, so I would not be surprised.
What other move could Sam Presti possibly been waiting for, other than this?
Because they have more draft picks than they even like have. They don't even have room for all the
You're not gonna be able to keep all these players,
right?
Like seriously, y'all tell me who else has Sam Presti been hoarding all these draft picks for? Who? I think it's Giannis, man. I think it's Giannis. And now, granted, it'd be hard, right? Because like, let's say I guess let's go down this scenario, right? If the NBA season plays out, Giannis stays with the Bucks just for the rest of the season, right? Then the Thunder win another chip. It's hard to be like, wow,
you're gonna make this. Yeah, now I'm gonna come like trade away some of the
blow this up right after 2 championship runs.
Not right. That right. Runs in. So it should be now. Like this is the sweet spot to where it's like, yeah, they won.
Yeah.
But for Giannis, you wouldn't really be blowing any you wouldn't be blowing up like something special. Like 1 ring is cool.
Yeah.
2 rings is like, okay, you're building something here.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis to Golden State, I don't think that fixes all Golden State's problems.
Me neither. I don't like that.
Giannis to Miami, who are you giving up? Because, I mean, Bam would have to, right? But I
think that makes like the...
It'd have to be like Bam and Wiggins.
The scheme fits the best for Giannis would be the Heat. But like you said, who would they give up? And now they have to make that trade. Yeah, it typically happens.
Who's the champ say? The Knicks? Who? You get a cat?
Who? You're definitely not breaking up that core.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's some talk of the Knicks making some changes. But and then who else did I say? I said Miami, Minnesota. Oh, Minnesota. Minnesota doesn't have any depth as it is right now.
And how many, what picks do they have?
Not nearly enough. They don't have any like first round draft picks coming up soon.
Right. So they traded them all away.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, man, I think the OKC is a very enticing spot. I think if you wanted to give Shea a running mate for the foreseeable, for like the next 3 to 5 years, because Giannis is already, 31? But man, I mean, could you imagine him on the Thunder?
Yeah, him and Shea would be insane. Yeah. They definitely would be, I mean, they're already the best team in the NBA.
Yeah, they're just, if the Thunder make this move, still going to be the best team for the next 3 to 4 years, right? If they don't, still going to be the best team for the next 3 to 5 years, right?
And they're in the perfect position.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, man, I don't know who else Sam Presti has been hoarding all these draft picks for. To me, this is the only move to make. This is the only move to make. Like, I just don't see why else he would make all these moves for these draft picks to get all these players that he knows he can't keep. I think it's Giannis or bust for the Thunder. And when I say Giannis or bust, I just mean like
in terms of getting them.
Right. It makes sense. It makes too much sense. That's the thing. It literally makes too much sense.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Right. So very interested to see how this sweepstakes end. Will Giannis be a Milwaukee Buck next Friday? I don't know. We'll find out like the rest of us. Right. Like the rest of you guys. But before we get out of here, it is time for What Say You. And me and Landon, we got some beef to talk about right now.
I'll let you go first. Okay. Get yours up.
Okay. Amazon, Zales, and Target. These are places that I am currently boycotting. Honest to God, I never see myself shopping at any of these places ever again. Amazon, because one of their drivers stole my package. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't an Amazon package. It was actually a Zales package. But the reason I'm boycotting Zales is because they refused to refund me my money. This was a Christmas present, mind you. They refused to give me my refund.
And he had evidence. He had video proof.
Video footage.
Of the guy walking up and just like looking around and just staking out right off the doorstep.
Now, here's the thing. As my therapist said, because Amazon did give me a $40 credit. The earrings were on sale, so they were $40. Amazon did give me a $40 credit. That's not why I'm boycotting Amazon. I'm boycotting Amazon because of the way I was treated when I pulled up on these folks. And I told them what happened. I explained them the situation. I got given a whole bunch of red tape. I got to call this number. Then I got to call this number. Oh, you'll hear from us by the weekend. Did I hear from you by the weekend? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Matter of fact, I haven't heard from these guys since the last time I spoke to them, which was probably about a month ago. It is what it is, right? Everybody saying, oh, that driver got fired or whatever. You can say that. I don't know that.
True.
I don't know that. He could have gotten away scot-free for all I know. All I know. And to round it out, Target. I got beef with Target because they canceled their diversity fund, basically the diversity campaign, which helped out a lot of businesses run by minority folks. And I did not rock with that, man. I did not. So I no longer shop at Target. I no longer get my candles from Target. I get my candles from Walmart now. And yeah, man, you know, I don't see Target getting right with that. If they do, then yeah, I'll my wallet back up to them. But if they don't, I'm cool. So yeah, for me, places I boycott, I will not go back to: Amazon, Zales, Target. What say you, my friend?
I stand with you and support with your boycotting of Target for the exact same reason. Yeah. And what kind of brought this up was we were talking about Girl Scout cookies. And so this is obviously, this isn't a store, but a group, a conglomerate who will never get any money from me is those little Girl Scouts, because
wait,
they got rid of my favorite cookies.
Oh, the, man, that is so the girl's fault, though.
It's, I mean, what? Why else would they get my money if they're I'm not going to get cookies?
No, I'm saying, but like the girls are in control of like the flavors, though.
It's, I'm not saying it's them, but they're the ones who get.
They're the ones that sell the product,
right?
Yes, right.
So it's like,
Shout out to Emmy, man. Shout out to Emmy, the Girl Scout I know.
They're basically like the Target cashiers. Like, sorry,
yeah,
but sorry. And now the,
and what are the cookies that they no longer sell that you liked?
So they began as the alphabet cookies. They were shortbread cookies with fudge on the back. And then once they got rid of those, they came back as the thanks a lot cookies. And they said thank you in different languages on the cookies. And they completely got rid of them. And I mean, because it's not even as much of a like, oh, I'll never give them my money. It's just the only thing I was buying is gone.
Right.
So I'm not going to be spending my money there anymore.
Right.
And now a place that I am like, you will never see another dollar for me. Subway.
Oh, okay.
Subway sandwiches will never see another one of my hard-earned dollars.
It
has nothing to do
with Jared, does it?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Because, I mean, that's not Subway's fault. He's just, I mean, obviously picked him as the spokesperson. But
yeah,
that's another story. But my beef with Subway is because I don't know if we get them, because we live close to each other.
Yeah.
Subway, the corporation.
Yes.
Will send out coupons in the mail. Because, well, first of all,
Lando is a feed for coupons.
I grew up in a time where $5 footlongs were a thing.
Yes.
Allegedly, because I actually don't really remember ever paying $5
for footlongs. I remember footlongs.
I remember the jingle, the commercials.
$5 footlongs.
I don't ever really remember paying $5, but that was the thing. They were definitely cheaper.
Yes.
Now they'll send you coupons for like, oh, you buy a footlong, get one free, or buy a drink, a free cookie. But it is a whole, like a literal, almost like a coupon book, a literal full ad page full of individual coupons with little things.
Yes.
If you cut these coupons out and take them to a Subway, you know they'll tell you they don't accept them. These are
This happened to you recently?
It's happened multiple times because this is Subway sending. These aren't scams. This is Subway sending.
Why do they order that same when they don't accept them?
And the reason is it's because it's a whole scheme actually. So. Like, this isn't even a conspiracy. So Subways are franchised.
Yes.
So each Subway is locally, or not, it's locally, not
owner and operator.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the owner and operator is the person in that Subway.
Right.
Each Subway is owned by a different person.
Right.
Obviously, the person can own multiple Subways, but for the most part, they're all owned by different people.
Yes.
But there is still a corporation of Subway.
Yes.
To where like there's franchising these locations out.
Right.
So the corporation sends the coupons out, but the business owners are losing money from these coupons. But I don't care who's losing money, whether it be the business owners or the corporation, I'm not paying for it. So Subway, until y'all figure that out,
so
I'm not going.
So wait, okay, so Hunter, just take me through this. Last time you went to Subway, you tried to use a coupon.
Well, so I found this out. So yeah, I went through the whole line, made my sandwich, tried to use a coupon. They said, we don't accept those. I remember I literally was on the phone with my friends because this is all that my friends say I'm a Karen, but this is beside the point. But it's this is like even so I met one somewhere and so I'm like, oh, I'm not sorry. I left. And so that's the thing. The scheme is they want people to get the sandwich made. Take the coupon up to the counter. The people say we don't accept
them, and then they'll pay full price.
Pay anyway.
Yes,
you have the wrong person.
So that's happened to you multiple times.
No, because after the first time, I walked into a Subway and said, "Hey, do y'all accept coupons?" They said no, so I left. Went to one more, said, "Hey, do you guys accept coupons?" No, they said no, so I left, and will never go back.
Yeah, that's fascinating. To mail out coupons and then not accept them is it's kind of backwards.
It's just the principle of the whole thing.
I can't tell you the last time I've even been to a Subway.
And I used to go, it wasn't like a weekly thing, but in terms of this, like fast food sandwich shops,
right?
It was definitely my favorite.
Not anymore. Well, Subway, get your stuff together, man. What y'all doing out here sending us coupons just to tell us we can't use them? What kind of stuff is that, man? But hey, that's a wrap on this episode of Birds at the Rodeo. I'm Eric, the resident Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando, the resident Cowboys fan.
And what say you, man? Is Bill Belichick a first ballot Hall of Famer, or did they get it right? If you think they got it right, I got beef with you. Super Bowl 60, Patriots versus Seahawks. Who y'all got? Are you rooting for the Patriots like Lando is? Or are you with me? You think Seattle, they might have a little something cooking right there.
There's probably some people hate watching the hate watching the Patriots, like I'm rooting for the Seahawks.
Why? Because the Milton Williams?
No, just because it's the Patriots.
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not hate watching for our man Milton Williams. If he gets another one, hey, he got paid because he wasn't gonna get paid with Philly. I'm happy for you, Milton. Cowboys fans, how do y'all feel about stealing Christian Parker right from under our noses? Eagles fans, I know y'all pissed about that like I am. Eagles fans, who do y'all want us to bring in an offensive coordinator? Because right now the pickings are absolutely slim. Slim, I tell you, slim.
Oh, and side note on that, y'all requested to interview our
offensive coordinator,
and we said no.
Yep.
And a lot of Eagles fans were upset and just not, they were...
I wasn't even that. I mean,
it was, they just, I don't know if they just didn't know that they basically were saying that, oh, if we were going to deny them, that you guys should have denied us to even interview Christian Parker. We were interviewing him for a promotion.
Right.
You guys were interviewing Clayton Adams for a lateral move. So right. That's why we're just to shed light on that.
Right. No, we could not have blocked Christian Parker. Like I said, that's why I hope at the very least, a conversation was had was, hey, man, you stay with us. You'll be the DC in waiting, assistant head coach, whatever the case may be, right? I hope that conversation was had. I don't know if it was. Shedeur Sanders is a Pro Bowler. How y'all feel about that?
Is the Pro Bowl lost all its credibility?
The Pro Bowl, NBA All-Star Game, where y'all at on that? Let us know. Giannis to the Thunder? I'm not going to lie. I don't even think it's crazy, and I think it's the most plausible move. We'll see. And what places do you boycott? Do you still shop at Amazon? I'm sure most of you do. Are you with Lando on saying F Subway?
Are you minorities? I know this is kind of our thing. Yeah. Are you guys staying strong? Are you still boycotting Target? Hey. Were you ever boycotting Target?
That's honestly what triggered me to start doing it, because I didn't even know like there's a boycott happening, a black boycott happening specifically of Target. And then I found that out and I did some research and I said, oh, I'm absolutely joining the fight with this. So yeah, man, y'all let us know how you feel. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe, follow us on TikTok, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram,
share it with your friends, keep us in there, in your heads, in your minds, and you know, get the word out. Let people know about us.
Get the word out. And again, we're available on YouTube and available anywhere you can find podcasts. So until next week, peace.
Later.
With Car Gurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Gurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Gurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Gurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.